Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
South African man went viral when he proposed his girlfriend at KFC. I guess he liked it so much he had to put a wing on it.
It's the weekend.
Really?
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Believe it. It's true.
I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. Hard to believe.
This past week has been awesome.
Really?
Really.
This week has been kind of a blur.
Is it Friday already?
Yeah, Friday it is.
Well, it's about time.
It's about time.
We've been working all week.
I need some time off.
I need to take some time off.
How about you take a nice two-day weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You don't have to tell me twice.
The weekend starts.
Yes, it does. Friday. Welcome to the show, everyone. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Good.
I had a conundrum this morning.
Oh, you had a Landrum conundrum?
I did.
Tell me about it.
So I pull out of my driveway, and my gas light comes on, and it says 27 miles.
You have one of those fancy cars.
Yeah.
When my gas light comes on, it just gas light comes on.
Well, here's the thing. It's pretty old now. I mean, I think at the time, it was very fancy.
How old your car? How many years?
Oh, my gosh. It's 12.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but I like it. And it's a good car. Yeah. And it's paid for. And that's the best thing.
Hey, I'm right there with you. You know. Mm-hmm.
I know you're right there with
Christmas Eve day will be 25 years since I bought that truck.
Mine's 6.
And so I figure if I put a little, like, okay, say I put $1,000 a year in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Right.
Yes, you're right.
Who
you're
cares?
Absolutely right.
It's not a car payment every month.
I love having a car payment. Yeah. Or not having a car payment.
Yeah, right. I knew what you meant. Mm-hmm. I thought you were being sarcastic.
I don't enjoy car payments. Ed's the 25-year-old pickup truck.
So it says 26 miles. It's flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull out and I'm like, you know what? I can make it. Because I totally could make it not a cold day.
Okay. Not a cold day because of the warming up of the car?
Well, because of, isn't it possible that if it's cold, you have a lot, like it's less, it'll freeze or something? I know I sound like a dummy, but
no.
I really want to know that. Like, and then I don't have socks on today and I have flats. And I was like thinking, I pictured myself walking down Highway 64. Not properly dressed.
Right.
My hair may be a little damp still from the shower.
This sounds like an early 20s flashback.
Right? Listen, Lamp.
No, I'm not picking on you. I've been there before.
Yeah, see, we got to go pick her up, see?
I do have a lot of clothes in my trunk. I know I have socks.
But do you have an axe and a can of soup?
I don't have any of that, but okay. I have lots of probably dirty golf socks.
Dirty golf socks!
Okay,
golf socks!
So I stopped and got gas. And because I wanted, do you think I could have made it though?
I think
you could have.
Yeah, you don't live 26, 7
no,
miles
I'm
away.
Like, I think it's, I don't know what the mileage is from my house, but I've checked it before. It's not very far.
No, I think, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. I think on a morning like this, why chance it?
If it's, I know.
If it's just a few minutes out of your way, you're not cutting it close, you're not running late anyway, which you weren't, right?
Of course I wasn't, but I always like to get here earlier than I am.
Right.
You know, like a good hour. Yep. To go through stuff.
Other side of the coin is, if you run out of gas, you're not going to get here early at all.
Right, exactly.
I
totally understand that, Courtney, because I'm the same way. I'm like, you know what? That's not my normal routine. stopping for gas, even for the 5-10 minutes it takes to do that,
yeah,
you're just like, oh, now I'm a little off. I'm a little behind.
I know. And I was like, when I stopped, I was like, ooh, I'll treat myself to one of those delicious lattes that my Circle K has. And it's broken, and they're not getting it fixed.
No! I was just going to say that, but it probably wasn't working.
Yeah. The machine's broken. They've had a lot of problems with this latte machine. And they have a bunch of coffee varieties in there, but a lot of them are sweetened. This one is not sweetened. And I feel like it's a luxurious drink. It's a little treat for me in the morning, and I never get one. So but I did get gas. I made it here safe, and it's a Friday, so that's good news. Kevin's here, of course. You heard him. Lance is here. You heard him.
Hey.
Tim, not so much. There was a promise given on Tuesday from Mr. Tim Convey.
Said promise was?
I promise I'm going to get here earlier. Yesterday, he made it in, was it right when the song started?
Yes.
Before we went on the air.
Yeah, I looked impressive. Up, it's like, wow, what time is it?
And today, and I told him yesterday, we're going to start getting into this break a little earlier because, let's be honest, questionable content is getting squeezed.
Yeah, right. It is.
It's getting squeezed, and we can't rush questionable content.
Squeezing it is questionable in and of itself.
Yes. What?
What did I
don't even
say?
Know what you're saying.
I don't either.
I'm sure he's probably parking right now in the parking garage.
Or maybe he's just walking out his door.
He did go see Wilco last night.
Oh
yeah.
So, you know, there's sacrifices that I make to bring you the best possible show.
Right, you stopped for gas.
I stopped for gas, but I can't be out late. It's a bummer, but it's part of my life.
I was pretty worn out last night by about 9.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Yeah,
I think the cold and the crazy traffic, but we do have a bunch of fun stuff on the show today, of course. We'll give you more information about our $10,000 holiday shopping spree that we announced yesterday, because that starts Monday, and you need to know the information. We will give you more reminders throughout the show today. But we also have your last chance to win those tickets to our Deck the Hall Balls, which will be at Ballpark Village on December 7th and 8th, starring Rob Thomas and the Goo Goo Dolls. And not only do you get tickets in a special section with some cool drink packages, mezzanine sold out for Rob Thomas, and that's where you'll be sitting, but you also get to meet Rob Thomas and meet the Goo Goo Dolls, which is, you can't buy that. I've already gotten emails from people wanting to know how they can purchase this special opportunity. I'm sorry, it's not available for purchase. It's just not one of those things. It's a win on the air, or it's not going to happen.
Makes it, since you can't buy it, it's priceless.
That's priceless. also today, it's Friday, which means Lance will dazzle us with Looking for Love in the Loo. Tell us about some single men that are out there on the dating apps. That's about 8:25 this morning. Schmig Schmackdown is before that.
Double dose of Lance, because Lance has written the questions.
Oh, yeah, Lance.
Lance is in question writing mode. I did my homework yesterday. I just got to kind of clean them up.
Questionable Lance.
You killed it last time.
Yeah, you were on top.
Who's that?
You were on top of it, man.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so that's at 7:35. And your prize today again?
It is the Fabulous Fox. It is Straight No Chaser next week.
Okay, perfect. So that's your prize for that. Anything else I'm missing? Foodstuffs, of course, at 8:05. Entertainment Schmig. And questionable content just a few minutes away. Let's talk about your weather. Hi, Tim. Good to see you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was with Belleville's Other Finest last night.
You can't.
And I slept through my...
You can't give me that line, even though I am a Jeff Tweedy fan. Mostly sunny today with a high of 45. That's good news. Yesterday felt like springtime because of the cold. Yeah. And then tomorrow, it looks like we're sticking around that same temp and sunshine. You'll see some sunshine. Sunday's the day we're not exactly sure. There is a slight chance for showers, but warmer temps, high of 48. Right now?
24.
All right, Lance. I have a feeling the roads are going to be great right now. They don't have a girl walking down the street in barefoot with flats. Right.
When you have all those dirty golf socks that you could use to warm you up.
I know. Well, they don't keep me warm at night.
I think Nick is thankful for that.
Yeah, I guarantee you. He's got a couple in his trunk, too. Of his own, I mean.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying. The one thing.
Courtney and Company, Y98, Friday, and it's time for a little...
Questionable content.
I couldn't do this story yesterday because we were past the safe harbor town, but I...
safe harbor town?
Time. Well, right now we're in safe harbor town. After six, it's not safe harbor town. All right, so... I don't know what I'm talking about. There are two... stories that I'm going to share with you. First one is, and we've done this before for questionable content, with women and men and toothpaste. You know what I'm talking about?
How you squeeze it?
No, not how you squeeze it. Gynecologists say don't put it down there. It doesn't help anything.
Why would anyone put it
Remember,
down?
Remember, it's men. There was a rumor that men could go longer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there was something about women.
This is the first I'm hearing of any of this.
I think I did it for a questionable content.
I'm like, oh, men and women squeeze the tube differently.
I recall the story, but Tim might have been out of town for it.
All right. At least one of us is getting a vacation.
I think it was questionable memory.
I never knew.
Do you have a song about toothpaste down there?
Brought to you by Topol.
South African man.
What are you doing?
What's going on?
This is just questionable show.
Okay, so there was a rumor that you could last longer with toothpaste down there.
And it was bad, and it was bad for the woman, and it was bad for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Kevin. Now,
you know who it was really bad for? Gingivitis.
Is that a name of someone?
No, I should have said plaque.
Yeah.
It's like a tooth.
I know what they are. All right.
Questionable direction.
Can I move on now?
Sorry.
All right. Well, there's a gynecologist in England now warning women not to follow what's apparently a new trend. Electric toothbrushes.
What?
That.
This is questionable content. Where would the electric toothbrush go if it's not used for its proper...
Well,
it's not the tool. It's the tool to clean your teeth.
I know, but because we're in that on that line, regardless of Safe Harbor Town, I'm just measuring my response. That's
and
all.
I'm just making sure I'm on the same page with you, I think. But continue.
Yes,
you are.
Okay.
It's just that's it. It's bad. Okay.
One would think.
Don't do it. Sensitive skin.
That's the first consideration.
Not hygienic. Oh, it says it's not hygienic to use the same device on your teeth and I hope you have a spare toothbrush.
From that goes without saying department of questionable content.
And then BarkBox.
What about floss?
Oh no.
That was a good out, Kevin. We should have just hit the traffic.
6 o'clock.
Yes, it is 6. Now, I can't tell you about this. What are you doing? What is happening? Kevin, do you have tremors today? What's happening?
No. What's going on?
There are ghosts in the machine, apparently.
No, I still hit it.
I can't tell you about the BarkBox and a toy in the BarkBox that... looks bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's always Monday.
Yes, Monday. You'll
another.
Get here. Wait, Kev, unless you get it sent to you over the weekend, then you'll see it yourself.
Yeah, but will it be delivered with the same panache as it is during questionable content?
Probably better with all the crazy audio that we had during it. What is wrong with you? Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
How does he have Queen of Hearts ready to go?
Well, wouldn't he? I mean, because I think he's smart. He's good at his job. That's why.
Oh, a little Juice Newton snippet to get you going on this Friday morning.
I quit
morning.
All right, enough.
Whew, okay, we got that out of our systems. Cleanse, deep breath. Okay, Eastbound 70. It's doing fine coming out of the Westplex. Again, you know, I would be...
I can't have you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show.
And if you guys missed it earlier this week, we talked about how we got to the bottom of, for those of you that listen to us on radio.com, used to hear the same clips. So when the station would go to ads, you'd hear these clips, and it was clips from a long time ago, and it was always the same ones. And we think we cracked the code on that. So you got to let us know. If you're listening to radio.com and you hear some of the old clips, you got to send us a text, 314-531-9898. Or if you're hearing new clips and you're happy about it, send us a text because we think it's a big deal. So if you ever are
it's
able...
It's been driving us crazy.
Oh, it's been crazy.
For what, a year?
Over a year.
Over a year.
Over a year.
And we couldn't figure out how to get rid of these things. They were like, it was... Nobody knew.
But we think we think we... Not we.
Yeah, nobody... Kevin, well, it wasn't me. We, as I said, we had help from Ryan Wiggins, who one of our coworkers here. You know him better from the Dave Glover Show.
Sure.
And also from corporate, Jonathan.
Kevin doesn't even know what's going on around here.
Panjwani.
Jonathan is
the guy,
man.
He's the guy who made it happen, and he listens to us. So thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, and a reminder that if you're at work, wherever you are, if you're not in your car, use radio.com, and you can listen to us live.
All right, let's talk about some sports stuff real quick.
Sports chatter.
Sports chatter. The Astros stuff, the cheating stuff.
Yeah.
And, apparently it all came about because of them stealing signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
People talked about it after the last playoff game before the World Series. I remember that happening.
Yes.
And so now that's a big...
And then a former pitcher came out and said, hey, when we won the World Series, there was a camera in deep center field stealing signs. And then there's videos you can watch where, in the dugout, they see the camera, they see what's going on, then they make a certain noise, which clues in the hitter to the fact that a fastball is coming.
Well,
or whatever.
Wow.
You know, I don't know how true this is, but I did hear somebody say that the fallacy, perhaps, in that whole claim is that the Astros hit better on the road
questionable content
than they did at home.
Yeah. Well, that could be. It doesn't mean they weren't stealing.
Trying.
I mean, if that guy who was on the team said, yeah, we got a camera, I don't know. I believe it. And if you see some of the evidence, you're like, oh, yeah, this is...
What could happen to them, though? What does that mean?
That's a great question.
Like, what could possibly happen?
Know. You take it away?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you
can.
Under the bridge. I feel like it's when they did the investigation with the Patriots, and they found that there was inconclusive evidence, because I think it just sends your league into a tailspin.
Well, the NFL is so much nastier, though.
I know.
MLB is a little...
Yeah.
I don't
more
know
on
if Major League Baseball says... God, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then what do? It opens up a big Pandora's box.
But you take that championship away. They've done it in college where you take it away, you just take the trophy, you take the banners, and it never existed.
You mean
it's
like
an asterisk.
Like they did with the Patriots?
No, it's an asterisk.
I enjoyed getting our retroactive Super Bowl win here in St. Louis when they stripped the Patriots of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's not going to happen.
Okay, the other thing, I don't watch Thursday Night Football, and I hear the players hate Thursday Night Football.
It's stupid.
There's no point in it.
Yep.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football
the
is a tradition.
Ugly.
It's stupid. Yeah, they hate it. And they must hate it because there was an insane brawl at the end of the game last night against the Browns and the Steelers. I have not seen any of the footage.
I've seen some clips.
Yeah. I've seen some stills of it,
I'd like to watch the whole thing and understand exactly what led to it, because you have one guy violently swinging his helmet. Hitting another guy in the head without a helmet.
He took the helmet off the guy and had it in his hand and was trying to hit the guy with his own helmet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
All right, so there are rules in place you can get suspended for. Helmet-to-helmet contact, different things like that. Mm-hmm. What would this? What's the fine in something like this when you take a helmet and you hit somebody in the head with your helmet?
It's got to be. I mean, it's really, really bad. That's a lot different than throwing punches or a brawl. I mean, that's a weapon. It's real, real bad. They need to boot that guy.
It was interesting to see all the players who were watching the game on TV who were tweeting about it, and pretty much to a man, they were all like, "This guy's done for the year."
Yeah, by the way, the Browns won, if you care.
Which is crazy.
21-7. And then, this is a story, and I don't know, Kevin and I discussed it this morning. I sent this to myself because I was like, well, how do we know? Notre Dame's sellout streak is expected to end at 273 games.
I saw that.
Because tickets are available for Notre Dame's game against Navy this weekend. Well, it could still sell out.
That's what I think, too.
I mean, I think now that people know that it's not a sellout, if they ever wanted to go, they're like, let's buy tickets.
Because think about all the people that would love to go. You know,
they
for
just
years,
assume that it's sold out.
And especially this weekend, it's a good matchup because it's Navy number 21 versus Notre Dame number 16. So, you know, and usually it falls that Notre Dame's going to blow out Navy.
Yeah.
This may not happen. Notre Dame has not been good this year against ranked opponents, too.
Yeah, but
so.
they still are. I wonder why this is the game. Is there any...
Because of the added tickets, seats, maybe?
It says tickets are available for Notre Dame's home game against Navy. The last time that happened was in 1973. Notre Dame beat Air Force on Thanksgiving. Richard Nixon was president, and Notre Dame at that point had a capacity of 59,000. Now it's 77,000.
Wow! So this
they just made the seat smaller.
First time in 46 years.
It's the second longest sellout active streak too. Who has them beat?
Ooh. Green Bay.
No. It's college.
Michigan.
Nope.
Alabama.
I'm gonna kick myself. It's cold. And
Ohio State?
I think we had a boss that was from there, a GM that was from there.
Oh.
Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I have a feeling it's going to sell out by game time.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's such a big story.
Yeah.
That people are like, ooh, I'd like to go.
Yeah. I've seen it in a few different places, so I'd imagine people are going to show up.
Your Ashley Home Store weather, mostly sunny today with a high of 45. That's good news. Sunny tomorrow, same temp. And Sunday, slight chance for some rain in the forecast, but a high of 48. Here's Lance with another look. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love to let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you're waiting for those special Deck the Hall ball tickets, we will be giving them away in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. We have a chance in the 7 o'clock hour for you to win Straight No Chaser with our Schmig Schmackdown, but Deck the Hall ball tickets for the 7th and the 8th with Rob Thomas and with the Goo Goo Dolls, meet and greet passes, mezzanine section. So it's a big, big ticket, and it's something you can't buy, the meet and greet for sure. So 9 o'clock hour, your chance to win.
I got some medical stories, guys. There's some things I've come across in all the reading that I do in medical journals, stuff like that.
Stuff is like that. What you do in your free time?
As often as possible, I do. I like to know what's going on in the medical world. How about this? I think we've mentioned this on the show before, but she's zeroing into some things. There's a woman in Scotland who can smell diseases before they're diagnosed.
Smell cancer, right?
Yeah.
No, it was the Parkinson's woman.
Oh, that's right.
But a few other ones she can also smell. So now doctors are working with her on a way to diagnose specifically Parkinson's disease earlier. But she says Alzheimer's smells like rye bread. Diabetes smells like nail polish. Cancer smells like mushrooms, and tuberculosis smells like wet cardboard.
Well, who is this woman?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to just hang out with her
and
to find out?
And what about weird smells? How do we know that we don't have this sense?
Right.
Well, and it's so funny because one of my doctors has told me to eat lots of mushrooms to combat...
Your smell?
Cancer.
Oh. I didn't know.
So I'm already smell like mushrooms now.
Yeah. You're lucky you don't have tuberculosis. You'd have to eat wet cardboard.
Yeah, right. But the mushroom thing, I'm curious, like, does that mean that we're going to find out that something like cancer is like a fungal like something to do with fungus?
Yeah.
If you smell like mushrooms, right?
I don't know. But the cardboard, where does that come from then?
I don't know.
Yeah. But if this is the thing, I mean, even regardless of finding other people out there, you assume she's not the only one on the planet that can do stuff like
that. So interesting.
But also, there's some indication going off. Can they create a device that
Are you saying this is that same woman that we talked about? Really?
Yeah, Scotland, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Because remember, she said her husband started smelling funny to her in their 30s. And she said she really noticed it when he was diagnosed, and they went to a group that had a bunch of people with Parkinson's, and the whole group smelled like that.
The room just overwhelmed her.
Yeah.
How do you smell?
How do you get somebody to convince somebody that what you're saying is truth?
And also, what if this woman is like, you know, she's just like a mess in her life or something. You know what I mean? But then she has this skill and she tries to tell people and they're like,
Yeah.
Enough, Mindy. We get it.
It sounds like a movie.
Yeah. No, it sounds like a TV show. It sounds like a thing on Fox with like right after the good doctor, the smell lady.
The resident.
I like the smell lady.
Is that a good doctor, Fox?
No.
Okay. Well, then there's a drop for
it's
it.
ABC, yeah.
Well, previously on the smell
Fox
lady.
Should get this one going.
Smell lady.
I can see the graphic. I think it'd be great. Up next. All right. You always see these people that live to 110,
yes.
right? And super centenarians, we call them.
Do we? I didn't even know that.
Super centenarians.
Okay. We in the medical community call them.
Uh-huh.
And what you always get these quotes from these people, and they say what?
A glass of wine and fried chicken every day.
Seven cigars a day is all I need. That's how I do.
A shot of whiskey and some whatever.
So it turns out this has way less to do with daily exercise and a healthy diet and way more to do with just a killer super immune system. They have these cytotoxic cells, CD4 T cells, and these things just destroy everything in their path. These super strong immune systems.
How do I get
systems.
One of those?
Yeah, right.
And that's what most of these people that hit 110
They're
have.
Just born with them.
It's not like, oh, well, they walk every day or they do this
not
or that.
A lot
it's,
of illness in their life, maybe?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. These things just destroy everything they come into contact with. And it's crazy, but it may also explain why so many of them say that drinking booze regularly didn't stop them from reaching 100.
Can
right?
they study that?
Yeah. Is there some sort of supplement they can give people so that they produce those same
take
cells.
Take their blood.
It sounds like it's right.
kind of its own thing. But there's some typically funny quotes from all these people. Amparo Perez, he's 105, told the Post she doesn't regret never remarrying when her first husband died. No aggravation, she said. The most important thing to living this long, not having aggravation. But also, you have those cytotoxic cells.
Yeah, right.
Caroline Bins, 101, she said. She also agreed husbands were only trouble. She said, I'd rather be left in peace, not in pieces.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, when you get to be over 100, you don't give a care what comes out of your mouth.
No, of course not. That's great.
And then Lucille Watson, dancing in cheesecake is what she credits.
Oh, yeah, I like her. See? Please.
She's a regular golden girl right there.
It's really the cytotoxic cells, though. And the dancing in cheesecake.
Taylor Swift's crazy tweet from last...
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
We'll get to Taylor Swift's explosive tweet from last night. But first, let's talk about movies. We're ramping up for award season and I think holiday movies. The fact that it's getting colder and you have all these blockbuster films coming out. Next weekend, you have the double dose of Frozen 2 and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the movie about Fred Rogers. Also, The Irishman, although as far as I know, it's not opening in St. Louis. You'll be able to catch it about 5 days later on Netflix, but they are showing it in...
In St. Louis, finally?
I don't think they are, but...
I'm surprised there's not one theater that has it.
I know. When we looked earlier... In the
there wasn't.
They said no.
But maybe now that it's getting closer to the release date of it.
I think they're just releasing it in a few theaters so it's eligible for Oscars.
But sometimes wouldn't you like to see that kind of movie in a theater?
I think you pay more attention.
Well, and I think that's the whole, you know, as Scorsese argues about Marvel films, the argument is he creates such beautiful, moving pieces of cinema. You want to see it on a big screen, not on your TV on Netflix. Out this weekend, though, you have Charlie's Angels, Ford versus Ferrari with Matt Damon.
I'm calling Charlie's Angels going to be a big flop.
Oh, I think so, too.
Agree. Why do you guys think that?
I don't think people care.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. We'll reconvene on Monday, and we'll find out.
Okay. Whole new generation of angels. Elizabeth Banks, by the way, directs it. You also have The Good Liar with Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on Netflix, Earthquake, Bird, and Klaus. Or Klaus?
Klaus? I think it's Klaus. It's a Santa movie.
Yeah.
It looks good.
But it's spelled K-L-A-U-S.
Klaus.
I guess you just call it Klaus.
Yeah.
But it also looks like Klaus. And we are going to talk like this under the movie. TV this weekend, Netflix also has the series premiere of I'm With the Band, It's about an all-girl punk band named Nasty Cherry that was put together by Charlie XCX. Series premiere of Dollface with Kat Jennings. She's dumped by her boyfriend and goes into this fantasy world while trying to reconnect with her friends that she abandoned. Harry Styles does double duty hosting and being the musical performer on SNL. And clear your Sunday, people. The third season premiere of The Crown. It is going to be...
Sunday?
So good. Hopefully I'm halfway through by the time I come in on Monday. Be like, kids, make some plans. Parents yourselves. Mom's watching The Crown. Now on to Taylor Swift. She dropped this tweet last night, and I had to look at it because all she wrote was, don't know what else to do. And then had this big screen, black with white letters. She said, guys, it's been announced recently that the American Music Awards will be honoring me with the Artist of the Decade Award at this year's ceremony. She was planning to perform a medley of her hits throughout the decade. Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun have said she's not allowed to perform her old songs on television because they claim that would be re-recording her music before she's allowed to next year. Additionally, she says, and this isn't the way I had planned on telling you this news, Netflix has created a documentary about my life for the past few years. Scott and Scooter have declined the use of my older music or performance footage for this project, even though there's no mention of either them or Big Machine Records anywhere in the film. Scott Borchetta told her team they'll allow her to use her music only if she does these things. Agrees not to re-record copycat versions of her songs next year, which is something she's legally allowed to do. And also, they said they told her team she needs to stop talking about him and Scooter Braun.
What do you think?
Wow.
She said the message being sent to me is very clear. Basically, be a good little girl and shut up or you'll be punished.
I think there's childish behavior on both sides.
But this is your blood and sweat.
Yeah, but
and mind.
Did you sign the deal?
Didn't sign the deal, though. That's the thing. Someone said on Twitter, like, this is what happens when you sell your music. She didn't. Her record group sold it. They didn't even come to her and offer the chance for her to buy it before they bought it.
Well, I think the point those people are making is that in the first place, she did. She did a deal with this company, and now these are the results of that.
When she was not young, though.
I totally agree. I'm just saying there was a deal that she signed that led to this.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but man, you're such a kid.
She said she just wants to be able to perform her own music. That's it. She's tried to work it out privately through her team, but hasn't been able to resolve anything. Right now, my performance at the AMAs, the Netflix documentary, and any other recorded events I'm planning to play until November of 2020 are a question mark.
Well, I mean, I think you could certainly get a lawyer involved here, because the whole premise that performing your songs live is a version of re-recording them, that makes no sense at all.
Well, but if it's for broadcast, I would assume that's why she can go play concerts and play that material.
Right.
Okay.
But if this is a television show, it's being recorded. But that seems... I would like to know exactly where the line is on that. I would think she'll come out on top.
Right?
Yeah, I would think so, too.
But, man, that does sound pretty crazy.
It's nuts. And other new music out today, Celine Dion's 12th album, the second posthumous album from Lil Peep, and Fall Out Boy with their greatest hits, Volume 2. That's the Schmig. Hope you've been paying attention all week, because Schmig Schmackdown comes in about an hour with Straight No Chaser tickets to get you in the holiday spirit. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with... Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and Lance will talk about this in a minute, but there is a, it's not even a high-speed chase anymore. There's a driver evading police in North St. Louis City, and he's driving, this driver, I'm assuming it's a he, I shouldn't say that, driving through residential neighborhoods at a really fast clip, so please be careful. It doesn't look like police are following the car right now.
Yeah, on live PD, they stop following, they don't do... chases unless it's a depending on the crime, because it's really dangerous.
Well, and the chopper, you can follow the whole thing at this point, but going through some of these residential neighborhoods, it's just, and blowing through red lights is just It's scary. You don't want someone, you don't want an innocent bystander to get hurt.
Well, and
this whole thing.
That's a good point, because this time of the morning, it's when kids are getting on school buses.
Yeah.
That's the really frightening part.
And he's
part
in neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
North St. Louis City, so just be aware. The worst is if you have no idea and you're just driving down the road yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, we keep calling him
Oh, God. There's... okay. All Lance will have more.
All right. Do we have any idea what the crime is? I'm just curious. We don't have audio in our studio. That would interfere with our great radio show. Maybe we just turn the audio on and go get a cup of coffee. All right. It's time now for your sweet spot. Sunday is National Unfriend Someone Day. That's not a sweet spot. That's the opposite of sweet spot. Is that necessary?
To unfriend people?
No, is it necessary to have a day for it?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, I don't even understand.
Just do it on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's a good little reminder, because I think it can be a healthy thing.
You can hide people.
Cleanse.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you can just hide people.
All right. But your sweet spot today, and it's kind of a sweet spot cat chat all in one.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Tim's favorite time.
Yeah.
Cat chat.
All right, so there's this guy in Utah, and he is doing something really cool, and he's inspiring others to do it because... Are you going to watch me or watch the police chase?
You said cat chat. Anything could be going on.
No, eyes here. All right, Jen?
Hi!
Stop it!
Courtney?
So what this guy does in Utah...
Darn it, Kevin!
Good job, Kevin. This guy in Utah... His name is Philip, and he's trying, because the winter is cold in Utah, he's trying to help as many feral cats as possible make it through the winter. So what he does is he takes these old Rubbermaid coolers, he drills a 6-inch hole in one side, fills them with straw, and then he puts them all around the community.
Oh, yeah, so they have a little
so cats
cat house.
Can get inside and ride out the winter storm, and... It's insulated. The coolers are insulated so they can...
Nice.
It's very warm.
Yeah.
It's a perfect shelter. And straw is great because straw, it stays pretty dry, even if heavy snow happens. He didn't come up with this idea on his own. He found it on the ASPCA website.
Oh, wow.
So he goes to Home Depot and you can buy these coolers for about $20 or on Amazon. But you could also use styrofoam coolers as well.
Oh, yeah.
And this is even easier because you don't need to drill the holes. He drills these holes.
Use the knife and styrofoam.
And Kevin put a picture up online.
And all the information is there as well.
Y98.com if you want to see this sweet spot guy story. Now back.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. In the last couple of minutes, we've been watching this this driver who's speeding through North St. Louis City.
They stopped.
South on Newstead, north on Florissant, and then left on Park, and it looks like the person has finally stopped their vehicle.
I think they jumped out and let the car keep going.
Oh, we'll have details.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have more details in a few minutes. News 4 was still trying to... contact police to see what the charges would even be against the driver to cause this high speed.
I think I can help you there.
Okay.
Allegedly, hang on, stand by. I think it's a possible stolen vehicle is what they're doing.
Okay, it was a silver SUV, but it looks like it's stopped now. So
allegedly stolen vehicle is what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, helicopters in the morning are part of your morning commute.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Picked a bad time of day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Right, true.
Same with afternoon. The last police chase I saw was in the afternoon. And
one that ended not too far from here over by SLU?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lance will have more information about it, but good news is now that the vehicle has stopped.
Yeah.
An easier commute. All right, Kevin, you got a text at 531-9898. I told you that sweet spot story about the guy in Utah that takes coolers and puts them all over town and makes a little home for cats in the winter.
Yeah, and it's not only in Utah. It's right here in St. Louis. The St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach does the exact same thing with the shelters right here in the area. So that's pretty neat, too, that they, too, take care of those feral cats.
All right, I love this Reddit thread that was going around. It's... You fill in the blank, dot, 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 And then I was fired.
Oh, wow.
So some of my here are some of my favorites. I once took 14 days off to see fish and completely forgot. I saw my schedule and thought they were firing me passive aggressively. So I texted my boss angrily and she replied, "You took these 2 weeks off for fish." And then I got fired. I was on vacation with a family I nannied for. The kid wanted to play with me instead of his mom. And then I was fired.
Oh, wow.
I cooked fish in the microwave. And then I was fired. Oh,
yeah. Fired for microwaving fish?
There's no way.
Yeah, right.
A lot of fish involvement in these things.
Yeah, right.
By the way,
stay away from fish if you want to stay employed, apparently.
Yeah, by the way, side note, I was in the break room last week and someone's like, "Oh, everyone's about to hate me." And I said, "What?" And they opened up their container and they had salmon. They were going to microwave some salmon in the microwave. And I was like, "Oh," and I'm standing right here. You know, everyone's going to think it's my stinky food. Thanks a lot.
Oh, right.
Oh, they stunk up the joint.
If anything even is burning or smelly, it's Jen.
It's Jen.
Everybody's like, "Who's burning something in the oven right now?" And somebody, you know, somebody that doesn't even know Jen. Yeah. It's probably Jen.
Yeah, yeah. Someone else microwaved salmon at work, and then I got fired.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This one, "I brought my Komodo dragon to work on Bring Your Dog to Work Day, and then I got fired."
Yeah.
One of the guys on my team was throwing up at his desk. The CEO pulled me into his office and said, "Do not send him home. I'm not paying for another sick day." I walked out of his office, sent my guy home, and then I was fired.
Wow.
So fill in the blank. Dot, 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 and then I was fired. Anybody on the show, Kevin?
No.
Ever fired?
No. Our radio station flipped to Radio Disney. Dot, 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 and then I was fired.
No, it's dot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do the dot, dot, dot anymore. No. You filled it in.
The dot, dot, dot is before the... And then
I did dot, dot, dot on Y98, and then I was fired.
Oh, my God.
And anybody on the show fired ruthlessly?
I got kicked out of a band once.
For what?
Creative differences.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, come on. What was it?
No, it was really that. It was just like it... They were all on one page. I was on a... I was trying to pull them.
What was the name of the band?
I'd rather not say.
Come on!
No, Oddfellow.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin.
He wanted to change it to Convy's Sweet Spot.
I was in Smash Mouth. And...
Come on, bail that one!
You know. That's a Sean O'Brien.
I was in Smash Mouth.
Sean O'Brien at comedy shows would be, because I talk about how I'm in a band, but I don't say what band.
And so when he comes up after you?
He goes, "That guy was in Smash Mouth. Make sure you get a make sure you get a picture with him so people would come after the show."
Oh, it's so hurtful too, right?
He played bass in Smash Mouth. Get a picture with him. He's a real nice guy.
Text us your story, and then I was fired at 531-9898.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Homestore.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Today's best music mix. Your chance, if you've been waiting for the Deck the Hall Ball tickets, we're giving those away early in the 9 o'clock hour. Around 9:05 is the chance for you to win those tickets. See Rob Thomas, Goo Goo Dolls on the 7th and 8th at Ballpark Village. You get mezzanine seating, and you get meet and greet passes to meet both Rob Thomas and the Goo Goo Dolls. That'll be around 9:05. All right, we were talking about this thread that was going around, dot, 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 and then I was fired. And we got a couple more texts at 314-531-9898. Feel free to send us yours.
"I was listening to the World Series and then I got fired. I got my friend hired and then I got fired."
Mm. Oh, well, maybe the friend was a problem.
Yeah.
"And I had alcohol for my employees at the Christmas party and then I got fired, but that's okay because the business went belly up 2 months later."
Wow.
More. 531-9898 if you want to text us your "and then I was fired" story.
Okay, we went down Oprah's favorite things this year, and you know, they were fine. There were a couple things that were maybe a little over the top.
Not as Oprah-y as
right,
in years
yeah.
past.
Yeah.
No, agreed. Not really. Because really, the ridiculous over-the-top stuff has landed on Gwyneth Paltrow's lap. And the Goop Holiday Gift Guide is out really just in time for you. They break it down into 10 different categories, all of them really essential for your gift-giving needs. But let's start with the gift guide, the one under $100 gift guide. You know, because this might be the only thing that we can afford on this
list. Do we want anything in the under 100?
I mean, I'm really into Magic Spoon's grain-free, gluten-free, low-sugar, no fun, cereal delivery. $39 for a four-pack. And they're tiny, tiny boxes.
But aren't there a lot of cereals that are gluten-free? Isn't Chex gluten-free?
But if you're going to get a grain-free, gluten-free, low-sugar cereal, why bother? Like, that's the whole point of cereal, right?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, I heard that the milk industry is way down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Like, way...
Big really? Milk distributor filed really? For Chapter yeah. 11 because so many of people have turned to alternatives.
I got in an argument one time with a friend over pumpkin cheesecake and her not wanting a glass of milk with it. I'm like, what?
You didn't understand why she didn't want
to. Yes, because I had this homemade pumpkin cheesecake, and I was really trying to force her to have a... and I was like, what is wrong with you?
For the wellness junkie, they have a meal program. You know, there are so many of those meal programs out now where they'll deliver the meals to your door. But the one that Goop likes, the Saqqara meal program, starts at just $70 a day.
Oh my God. Wow. For one meal?
Wow.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's but still yeah. it's a ton oh my gosh. Of money.
Really? Yeah. You can get a weighted blanket for $485. For $485, I could just give my kids money every day to lay on top of me. You know? Mama needs some weight. Just lay across my chest. They have the LV trainer. It's a revolutionary device that makes working out your pelvic floor incredibly easy, surprisingly fun, and discreet. It comes with a portable case that you can take anywhere for $199.
I have to excuse myself from this meeting. I'm sorry. I need to go get my pelvic strengthener.
My pelvic core is, it's fine.
Wow. Thanks. I don't need to know anymore.
My calves and my pelvic core.
Weak wrists, though.
Yeah.
They're not strong.
You can adopt an olive tree. The annual subscription is $400 a month.
Why?
Well, why not?
Yeah, right.
But what don't is,
you
what
want
is
to adopt an olive tree?
Well, I don't understand.
Do you have responsibilities for
Puglia, Italy?
Why? Is the olive industry... I'm just curious.
Yeah,
it's
where does it come
ridiculous.
From? From a commerce standpoint, why? Because someone will pay $400 to adopt a tree.
Yeah,
in right. Italy.
Yeah, forget about the dogs and cats and children.
Yes,
that need money.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. No, we're gonna adopt an olive tree.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an electric bike. For just under $3,000.
You like how I said dogs and kids before children? That's not right.
Hey, if you have a kid, they have a bassinet that converts into an ottoman for $2,600.
Bassinet to an ottoman?
How is that possible?
Is that helpful?
How can somebody carry an ottoman around?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know. They also have this, ridiculous, like, they understand.
They go find them.
Where they fall. They have the ridiculous but awesome gift guide, like this gravity chair where you're kind of leaning forward. That's $2,000. A Louis Vuitton trunk for $5,000.
I've always wanted a Louis Vuitton trunk.
Yeah.
Or Louis Vuitton luggage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my dream in life, to have Louis Vuitton luggage. I don't know why.
Go to Goop.
It always looks so cool.
That trunk's cool.
This is it. Okay. I think this is what I'm going to do. A book so expensive they call it a tome. A custom family documentary book. Photographers Esther and David tag along on your family trip, document the whole thing, and then make an elaborate book for you to flip through forever for $75,000. You know what this is? Wow. Someone scamming a free trip off your family.
What if your trip's not that great?
What if,
how much for just Esther?
Still gonna run ya. I mean, Esther's the brand.
Do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
Let's do it indeed. We play it every Friday morning. If you pay attention to the show and know your stuff when it comes to entertainment, sports, news, you'll fare well because you pick a show member to play against. They have 30 seconds. You have 60 seconds. Let's meet our contestant today from St. Charles. Sarah is
Hi,
on the
Sarah.
Line.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Morning.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a nurse in St. Charles, and I'm headed to work.
You are. Any big plans this weekend, Sarah?
It's my niece's 14th birthday, so we're just going to celebrate her, I guess.
That nice. sounds like a perfect family weekend. All right,
yep.
All right, Sarah, so you know how the game works. Who on the show, Lance Hildebrand, has written the questions for today? I believe, right, Lance?
That is true. Yeah. Okay. Now's a good time to check.
I'm so trusting. So you have anybody else on the show to play against? Who do you want to play against?
Tim.
Tim.
Uh-oh, Sarah. I haven't even been around for a SmackDown for 3 weeks. I forget how it even works. I wish you the best, but I'm going
to
bring it.
All right, you need to leave.
Leave. Sarah gets 60 seconds. You get 30.
Sarah, feel free to pass at any time if you get stuck on a question.
Okay.
All right. And we will start the clock after Lance reads you your first question.
All right, Sarah, you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. A fan of this female singer has filed a lawsuit against her for starting her concerts hours late.
Pass.
Wrestler actor John Cena on The Kelly Clarkson Show admitted a former addiction to this kind of candy.
Pass.
This former Parks and Rec star auditioned for but did not get the role of Marvel superhero Captain America. This long-running TV soap opera this week released their entire cast of actors from their contracts.
All My Children?
Pat Sajak missed a taping of Wheel of Fortune because of surgery for an intestinal blockage. Who hosted Wheel in his place?
Pass.
This female singer and former Disney star had vocal cord surgery and after was prescribed several weeks of silence. Actress Jane Seymour wants to reboot this TV series in which she starred with Joe Lando.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard pass.
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
Oh, come on, I'll even give you the theme music.
1 minute is up. Man, that was a record.
That was a record indeed.
Okay.
We can tell Tim she set a record.
Wow, record-setting Schmig.
Record-setting Schmig. All right.
Record-setting terrible.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, but okay. It's a record. It's a record for sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds.
And just give him 5.
I know. And you won. Okay, go ahead.
That bad? Poor Sarah.
Here we go.
A fan of this female singer has filed a lawsuit against her for starting her concerts hours late.
Who is Madonna?
Thank you.
One.
Question
yes.
4. Keep going.
Come on.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah.
I like to play.
I know you do.
All right, we'll run through all of the questions. You got Madonna right. John Cena addicted to Tic Tacs. Chris Pratt tried out for Captain America. Days of Our Lives. Everyone's been released from their contracts. Vanna White filled in for Pat Sajak. Miley Cyrus had to have vocal rest. And Joe Landau and...
Lando
and...
Jane Seymour
are trying to reboot Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, to which Sarah gave that one
a hard pass. Tim, you would have gotten all of them. I'm confident with it.
She got 0, but congratulations.
Wait, let me tell Sarah. Sarah, sorry.
That's okay.
It just wasn't your week. Go enjoy your niece.
Absolutely not.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Sarah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice playing, Sarah.
All right. That means caller 10 right now, since Sarah could not win. That means you get those tickets to see Straight No Chaser next weekend at the Fabulous Fox Theater. 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898. Caller 10, you win.
All right, it's the heart of the rush hour, and it's been...
Can you stop? Can you just not? Step on our gown.
98. It is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Starting your holiday right with our $10,000 holiday shopping spree. It all kicks off Monday morning. And yesterday when we announced, we told you the contest times. Well, they've been revised. 6:20, 8:20, 12:20, 2:20, and 4:20. Each day, you're listening for the Y98 Carolers. And if you're the 20th caller, you qualify for our $10,000 grand prize. We'll play every weekday, except for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And we'll have 100 qualifiers. So your odds are great to join us at West County Center Friday, December 13th. The $10,000 holiday shopping spree presented by First Community and Y98.
Dum, 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 dum. Oh, you big dummies. Mm. We had a dummy this morning in a police chase early in the morning, causing headaches for traffic. These are all over the place, and some of them are just, I'll give you one sentence about the people is dumb today. A woman in Argentina busted when her pregnancy turned out to be 9 pounds of marijuana.
Dum, oh, dum, wow. Dum, dum.
I wonder who the father was.
Snoop.
Saw that coming.
Man, I should have come up with something better then. I don't like seeing them coming.
Right. No, I like that. That was good.
Let's see. A college teacher in England suspended after he accidentally projected a sext he was sending to his significant other on a board in front of the class.
Wow.
How does that even happen?
I projected a sext, dot, 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 and then I was fired. That's right. What Kevin would say.
Was it a photograph or a words?
I think it was words.
Oh, jeez.
I guess he was running some kind of program off his phone, and then the wrong thing came up.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't sext.
I think you could give this guy,
teach.
Yeah, right. More importantly.
Yeah.
A guy in Iowa just got $2 million from a jury after he went to the hospital to get circumcised, and the doctor gave him a vasectomy instead.
Oh, no.
A little different.
Yep.
Wow. Just a tad.
There's a lack of communication.
There. Yeah.
That's what that is.
Well, what did somebody always said? You know, there always has to be the bottom half of a medical graduating class.
Yeah.
The wife of the police chief in Georgia just busted running a meth and heroin operation.
What?
Oh my God.
He had to have known, right?
How could he not?
That's a movie or a TV show.
Yeah. Ooh, good call.
Like
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad instead of the other.
Right.
Let's see. A new library at Cornell University has see-through floors.
Ooh.
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
You can't walk through the library with a skirt on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Designed by a man.
Mm-hmm. Women in skirts.
That could be a whole nother segment.
Can't go to the library.
Designed by a man. I like that segment idea.
No. Is that a bad thing?
It's hello.
It's a pretty good idea for a segment.
What? I mean, it is. It's like the sexist. It's a sexist male segment.
Got it,
And really, you can talk about anything in that segment.
Segment one.
Wow.
Tommy, you've done it again. Yeah. Segment one, by the way, high heels. We're going to dedicate a whole segment to that one.
All right. And finally, the CEO of Airbnb was at a conference, and they shared the strangest customer complaint that he's ever heard. He said one time a customer called and demanded a full refund because, quote, the house is haunted and there's a ghost in the house, but he knew about the ghost.
Oh, he booked it because there was a ghost?
Okay. It was supposed to be a friendly ghost named Stanley.
But Stanley
wasn't being friendly to the people.
Wow.
He wrote, we know about Stanley. That's why we booked it. But Stanley has been harassing us all night.
Maybe Stanley had rented out that Airbnb to an unfriendly ghost.
That could be.
You know, on ghost Airbnb.
People is...
Sucker for you.
It's 8:05. It's time to party. This is Foodstuffs with your host, me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Got some compliments last night on people who watch on Instagram Live and really enjoy my Dolly Parton mug.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I've been making sure to showcase it on Instagram Live at Courtney and Co. Y98. Hop on there. Check out a little taste of Dolly while taking in your food stuff. All right. New product alert, guys. It's coming from all over the place. Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread at Subway. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're bringing it back. It was very, very popular. They retired it just around February, and now they're bringing it back now until the end of the year. They've added some cool sandwiches. The Ultimate Steak Sandwich is a new thing. The Ultimate Meatball Marinara and the Ultimate Spicy Italian Club. So it's a new spins on old Subway classics, but with the Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread.
There's maybe nothing better than a good garlic cheese bread.
You're right.
Yeah.
So good. Mm.
And on a sandwich, I mean, Subway, they're doing it right. Anyway, that's
food
back in.
Stuff.
Now until the end of the year. Taco Bell. So every restaurant, every chain, every product, whatever, they're all putting out recipes all the time. And you got to think that sometimes they're stretching it a little hard. You know, it's all things, hey, this is what you can do with our product. Mm-hmm. And Taco Bell, I think maybe just trying to mess with people. They think you should make a soup for Thanksgiving that involves you pureeing their tacos.
Ew.
Yeah, but
it's a recipe. Go ahead.
I saw a picture of it.
It looks good.
And it didn't look bad. Yeah. Because it's not just pureeing their tacos. There's other things.
You add, like, chicken broth or something?
It's for a chicken bisque, and you make by pureeing their rolled chicken tacos. And then you add onion, chili powder, broth, and whipping cream.
I feel like there's an easier way to make that bisque.
Or maybe a
pureeing tacos.
Different name for it. Pureed tacos? I mean, you just
taquitos.
Have to reposition
it's
it.
It's the taquitos, right? Or whatever they are.
Rolled chicken tacos, it says here.
So that's a taquito.
Yeah, right.
Call it what it is, Taco Bell.
It's fine about the soup, but call it the right name.
Well, here's the picture, Jen. It doesn't look terrible, does it?
Yeah, that's fine.
But does one soup look better than the other? It's just a color. And as long as the color looks
really
edible.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
They
had to add something to that to get that color.
I don't know. I'm curious. Mm. Are you a little curious?
Yeah. I would maybe take a bite.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get my puree people on it. And finally, this from Pepsi. Pepsi releasing a non-alcoholic sparkling rosé.
Ooh.
For a limited time.
What's the point?
Well, they're actually doing it for BravoCon. Are you guys familiar with BravoCon?
It's got to be a Bravo. All the Bravo celebrities are there.
Oh,
and
okay.
I didn't even know that happened.
It's not only is it happening, it's this weekend. It is a celebration of all things Bravo, all your favorite Bravo shows. Programming that's going to be on air, but it's centered in New York City where they have a bunch of different events. And, of course, Rosé celebrating Real Housewives. And, you know, they've got Lisa Vanderpump involved.
Oh, yeah.
She's the main.
She's the rosé queen.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I think Ramona had some kind of white zin on the market. They've all dabbled in the booze business.
Yeah, right.
Or
starting
tried.
With Bethany was skinny.
She
girl.
Was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi Rosé will have its own branded bar during Watch What Happens Live with Andy. The special episode airing on the 17th. So I think Monday or something.
Sunday.
Yeah. So you can check that out, Pepsi Rosé.
It's a great idea. There's so many shows and so many people that people like.
Yeah,
it makes sense. They do it for everything else.
And the bottle looks really cool.
She'll be there, you know.
Money can't buy
the Countess?
Yes.
Elegance is learned, my friends. Elegance is learned.
Oh, yeah, you got to get your... You gotta go up on that like she does.
So bad. Anyway, so you can get it for a limited time this weekend. They said maybe this writer tasted it. She thought it tastes like seltzer or rose soda, but the Pepsi taste is definitely there. It tastes like Diet Pepsi mixed with rosé.
Oh no, no, no. I don't know. I feel like if you have like a non-alcoholic rosé, it's like a good flavor of. Like a LaCroix or something like that.
I don't know.
Rosé flavored LaCroix? I'm all over it.
I don't know.
I'll try it. I'm a Pepsi guy. And I'm a Bravo guy. We all know that.
Yeah, you are.
That's Foodstuffs. If you miss anything, check it out on the podcast at Y98.com.
Foodstuffs!
Okay, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Today, high of 45, and it looks like we'll see mid to upper 40s through the weekend with some rain on Sunday. 24 now, Lance Hildebrand with the latest on your commute.
You know, as an eagled eye traffic reporter, it takes a team of eye care professionals to keep me in good shape, including Dr. Ted Sullivan, who texted me and said, "Hey, Lance, there's a ladder. It's westbound 44 after 141. So let's update the tally."
Which, oh, God.
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
By Midwest Clearance Center, furniture and mattress stores, four St. Louis area locations. Midwest Clearance Center, that ladder, westbound 44 after 141, makes it for the year. Ladders, 118. Mattresses, 118. It's a dead.
Yeah, you want a cuff for the holidays.
That's right.
What?
That's get together with somebody, like have a boyfriend for the holidays.
Get together. Mm-hmm. You're just cuffing. Gonna get together. Nope.
That's Courtney Landrum with the hip lingo. Let's get hip and look for love on our smartphones. Let's start with Lolo. Lolo's 28. Lolo says, avid fan of acrylic showers and writing on things that aren't mine. A photographer, writer, and illustrator. Off-season fisherman. I travel a whole lot. Soul-crushing gamer and all-around nerd performing sideshow with a traveling circus.
You lost me at fishing and gamer.
Really?
Writing on things that aren't mine.
Yeah, that was
also.
Yeah.
I can't tell what are the jokes and what are the serious things.
I don't understand.
That's a no for me.
Yeah, Lolo.
Lolo.
No,
no.
No, no to Lolo. Aaron is 37. Aaron is in sales and a graduate of Missouri, University of Missouri. Aaron says, never lost an eating competition, dance-off, or thumb war.
Oh, Aaron.
It looks like a date with Courtney. Just
you know the deal. You know the deal. You get that early yes, and then there's more to read.
Uh-oh.
I've spent the past 3 years traveling for work every week. I've recently changed things up to stay local, but still travel constantly for fun. I crave adventure and experiences and say yes a lot. Relationship goal equals Randall and Beth.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
You had me at Randall.
I would get together with him just so I could beat him at thumb wrestling.
Randall and Beth, is this is us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would get with him and be like, all right, here we go. Nice to meet you. And as we're shaking hands, I would go, 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. Boom!
<See it? laughs> He wouldn't see it coming.
He's got some good stuff in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, 37, as a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
What about Sarah, 34, retired military? I know what you're thinking. This is mostly guys. Looking for an honest and loyal woman who enjoys traveling and quality time. By the way, it's meant to be Sam.
That's hilarious. He can't figure out how to change it. We've had a couple of those.
That. Man.
We've had a couple of those.
A lot of people like, traveling.
Yeah, true.
This is the time when you do it.
Why? That's true. Holidays.
Well, when you're single and I don't know.
I have a feeling a lot of people are just seeing the name and swiping left.
I know.
Yeah.
So I say swipe right because I think odds are in your favor.
Give Sam a sniff.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Next is RJ, an auditor. RJ is 37 and a graduate of the University of Iowa. Not looking for hookers, and I hate tacos and long walks. If you can make me laugh, you're a step ahead of the game. Am I doing this right?
No, stop. Yeah. He hates tacos. It's never going to work with any of us, really.
And the, like, if you can make me laugh. Like, everyone who goes on these things and is like, you better earn it. It's like, we're all, just,
you're all in the same situation.
Yeah, we're here for a reason.
Trying to find love.
Can you talk in that voice for the rest of the show?
That's how urgent.
You better earn it.
You better earn it.
Now, if you were on our sister station, how would that sound?
You better earn it.
On?
Isaac Hyde.
There we go. Love it. Ready for one more?
Yes.
How about Tyler? Tyler's 27 and a mortgage banker. Tyler says, we met at Starbucks, and I was drinking one of those vanilla things. At least that's the story I'm telling our kids. But don't let any of that distract you from the fact that the St. Louis Blues are your 2019 Stanley Cup champions. Yeah! Life's tough. Get a helmet.
Yeah.
I like everything about him.
Yeah.
I don't mind him at all. Yeah.
Tyler, 27. He's a swipe, right?
See, ladies, there's some good men out there.
Yeah, right.
Those Blues earned it.
Entertainment Schmig is up next. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift and her drama with the people who own her music. We'll also talk about the actress who underwent surgery and now everything is a song in her head, even street signs. And we're going to...
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in November for only $1. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
You better earn it.
I don't know how we're going to fit this all into Entertainment Schmig and have Sassy Tim too, but right. Billboard's top 125 musical artists of all time celebrating their 125th anniversary. Elton John, Rolling Stones, and the Beatles. 3, 2, 1.
Elton John, Rolling Stones, and the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a problem where they put Madonna... Listen, I know we kind of ragged on Madonna the other day for her late starts, but they put Madonna ahead of Mariah... Or
no, Mariah.
Mariah ahead of Madonna, which I find to be...
Mariah Carey's 4, Madonna's 5, Barbra Streisand 6, Michael Jackson 7, Taylor Swift 8, Stevie Wonder 9, and Chicago... Number
what was
10.
Hey, man, where's the king? Where's
Chicago?
Elvis?
What's number the 10? Formula for this again?
Elvis is 13.
Charts, Billboard 200 album chart, and the Hot 100. Elvis is in the top 20. All right, speaking of Taylor Swift, she has released the music video for her song from Cats, Beautiful Ghosts.
I never knew I'd love this world they've let me into.
Courtney's licking her paws.
Lost long ago, so I'll dance with these beautiful ghosts.
You got the hook. Who are you?
I know. I was giving him a couple extra seconds.
You better earn it. That's the KZK one. You got to do the other one.
Yeah.
Taylor, also, we talked about it in the 640 Schmig, so you can get the extended conversation about this in podcast form. And we also have a post online at y98.com. She posted on social media that Scooter Braun is blocking her from performing her older songs when she's honored as Artist of the Decade later this month at the American Music Awards. She has to agree not to re-record her songs next year. Big feud. Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta from Big Machine are saying, no, we've never told her she can't perform. So the feud is ongoing. Movies out this weekend. I think the big one is going to be Ford versus Ferrari. And TV, super excited that the third season of The Crown drops on Netflix. But another big movie coming out around this time in 2021. The Rock has now entered the superhero universe. He's going to be on the DC side as Black Adam.
I love it. That's Shazam's one of his big enemies.
That's what I was going to say. Started out as an enemy of Shazam, but lately he's been defined as more of an anti-hero.
So that's 2 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's been campaigning for that role for a while.
For a long time.
That's cool.
Of all people, he should be a superhero.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's true.
Speaking of the superheroes, let's talk about another man built to be a superhero, Jason Momoa, who is Aquaman. Aquaman, and he was on Kelly Clarkson yesterday. Her kids love him, so she brought her two kids out to ask Jason Momoa a bunch of questions.
Do you know a Little Mermaid?
That was her question in my office, and I was like, ask him.
Ariel? Yeah, Ariel's very sweet. She's very nice. She's also a redhead, so
yeah,
I'm going to teach you about redheads someday. They're very passionate. Very passionate people.
Do you know Little Mermaid?
Oh, that little voice.
So cute. You can see the whole video of Kelly's kids interviewing Jason Momoa online at y98.com. It goes on for like 2.5 minutes. Kelly also had Nick Jonas stop by, and she was like super impressed and kind of embarrassed. She didn't realize the Jonas Brothers opened up for her back in 2005.
Oh, no.
She said, I feel like I got really cool. But it turns out Jonas Brothers used to do this thing where they would just show up. They said what it really meant was that we were on an outside stage in the parking lot while you were playing for 40,000 people inside.
Oh.
And to get other gigs, we listed other acts that we, quote, opened up for.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. He said, but you helped us get a lot of gigs after that. So thank you. We owe you 20%. Pink taking a break from music. She was on the CMA red carpet with her husband, Carrie Hart. They're celebrating their 14th wedding anniversary in January, by the way, and her two kids. And she said, listen, I have been on the road. It's been all about music for 2.5 years. Her daughter Willow is back in school. Her son Jameson starts preschool. She's like, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And 2020 is the year of the family. So since she just released her album this year, she said, you're going to have to wait a little while. Mary Steenburgen. It's really interesting. She had minor arm surgery about 11 years ago. You know, she's married to Ted Danson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's an actress. She said she felt weird as soon as the anesthesia started to wear off. And the best way she could describe it is that she felt like her brain was only music. And everything anybody said to her became musical. All of her thoughts became musical. Every street sign became musical. She couldn't turn it off.
Whoa.
To the point where she couldn't focus. She couldn't act. She couldn't learn any lines. She and Ted Danson were kind of freaked out. But then she finally was like, okay. She had a friend, and she said, if I come over every day and sing what I hear in my head, could you help me make these things into songs? She didn't know how to play an instrument, but she learned, and she wrote 12 songs, started under a pseudonym, and she has a songwriting contract with Universal Music.
Is she still having these songs?
Yeah.
It's still going on?
Wow.
So her song, Glasgow, No Place Like Home, closes out the new film Wild Rose,
what?
About a Scottish woman pursuing her country music dream.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw that movie out of Plaza Frontenac.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
You did.
They
of
say
you did.
That it could be nominated and maybe even win Best Original Song at the Academy Awards next
so
year.
So many layers to you, Lance.
Yeah.
It was
did
a
you
good
like
movie.
You liked Wild Rose?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Well, Mary Steenburgen could be an Oscar winner come next year.
How about that?
I know. That's Entertainment Schmig. All the rest of the stuff that we didn't get to online at Y98.com, including the 640 Schmig in podcast form, where we took a deep dive on that Taylor Swift story. So download it at our website, theradio.com app, or wherever you download your podcasts. But Lance Hildebrand now with the traffic and movie reviews.
Quick one. A lot of Scottish brogues and a lot of cussing. I like that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes. That was a good movie.
Who needs the movie kid? We have the movie Lance.
True parts needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
It is a big day today. Listen, before we get to birthdays, back in the day, she may not have won Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs, but Carrie Underwood released her debut album 14 years ago.
14?
Mm-hmm. Also on this day, Kenny Rogers had his first number one hit with Lady, written by Lionel Richie.
And Wanda Miller.
I mean, Soft October may be over, but
that's a
Kenny's
good one.
Still in our hearts.
It lives on.
29 years ago, 1990, just 10 years after Kenny's Lady hit number one, Milli Vanilli's producer came out and publicly admitted Fabrice and Rob did not sing.
One of my friend's first concerts, Milli Vanilli at the Muni.
As a kid, I was just like, I couldn't feel, I was like, what? I'm sorry, what?
I know. Because
you don't have enough context to understand, like, you don't know.
All you can think of is if they got on stage and somebody hit a button and they just played the song and they didn't sing it at all. I guess that's how it worked, right?
A lot of performers just dance to a track and don't actually sing.
That's one of the reasons they got busted. There's that tape of it. It, like, skipped, basically, and they kind of freaked out and walked off stage.
Yeah. Just crazy. It never happened before, and it has never happened since then.
That we know of.
That we know of. But I mean,
Ashley Simpson had that little.
Yeah, that's
hiccup.
What I was thinking of,
well,
too.
A lot of people lip syncing, but these were other people singing. Right. Yeah. That was the issue.
It was all a lie.
I don't think,
they were famous because the way they looked.
Yes.
And hot songs. Hot tracks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Blame It on the Rain. Come on.
You better earn it.
Space Jam with Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan came out 23 years ago today.
And Bugs hasn't been in much since. It's
yeah. Celebrity birthdays today. Let's start with, if you're going to a trivia night this weekend, alive, Ed Asner. Still alive. How old is he? Mary Tyler Moore Show, Lou Grant. He was the old man in Up. He was also Santa in Elf with Will Ferrell.
91.
94.
90.
90. No. You got it. What about Shailene Woodley? Divergent. Fault in Our Stars, Big Little Lies. She played Jane Chapman. She's accomplished a lot in her life.
29?
That's what I was thinking.
27?
28.
You got it.
Ah!
Just sniff around.
I know. Hey, Lance, are you there?
I am. You're getting all of them right on the money.
Well, you better earn it.
Her season is upon us, where she sits back and just collects her royalty checks. For playing Clark Griswold's wife in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo.
How old is Beverly D'Angelo?
She was married to or had a thing with Al Pacino. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
72.
I'm going to say younger than that. 66.
68.
68?
That's what I was going to say, Courtney.
Well, you got to jump in.
Yeah.
And finally,
give Lance one.
I defer to the youngin.
Okay, Lance, this is for you. People may hate him. He might be one of the most hated men in music today, but he's laughing all the way to his ice rink in the bottom of his Canadian mansion.
Oh, Chad.
Lead singer of Nickelback. How old is Mr. Kroeger?
Can I do my quick Chad Kroeger impersonation?
Of course. Yeah.
My look at this photograph. Got to say my look.
Oh.
My look.
How old's
Chad Kroeger is 43.
No.
48.
No.
41.
46.
45.
Wow.
I mean, he's hated, so I can't blame you for not getting his birthday. Listen, just a few minutes away from those Deck the Hall Ball tickets presented by Together Credit Union. And not only do you get the tickets, but you get to meet Rob Thomas and Goo Goo Dolls. That's coming in about 3 or 4 minutes. But Lance Hildebrand now wrapping up the traffic for the week.
Let's look at your drive to work. Play for 10, used to play for 10, bunny. We used to play for 10, wake up, you need the money. Used to play for 10, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face. Saying, wake up, you need to make money.
Y98, congratulations to Lynn Vizentine of St. Louis. She's going to the Deck the Hall Ball presented by Together Credit Union, not one night, but two nights. Saturday the 12th, she is going to see and meet Rob Thomas. And then Sunday night, Goo Goo Dolls, she gets to meet the band and watch the show at Ballpark Village.
Rob Thomas on the 7th, Goo Goo Dolls on the 8th.
What did I say?
You threw out a 12th in there somewhere.
Pretty sure I did, yep. It's Friday, so get your tickets at Y98.com.
All right, and we have something very cool coming up in a few weeks. Special opportunity for our listeners.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't buy the meet and greets. They are not for sale. You have to win them on the air. But there may be another... another...
Another chance at the Deck the Hall.
Maybe something on the 12th. I don't know.
Yeah, on the 12th. All right, we're going to play a little. This is not who's worth more. This is what has more calories.
Look out.
Thanksgiving food edition.
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't ruin it.
All right. So the average person eats about 3,100 calories on Thanksgiving Day.
So like more than twice as much as you normally
would. And that
would.
Might not be all in one sitting. It's with the appetizers prior.
Oh, yeah.
Drinks.
Desserts.
All of it. Okay. So I'm going to give you two items. You tell me what has more calories. And we'll start with beverages. What has more calories, a glass of champagne or a light beer?
Champagne.
Champagne.
I'll say beer.
Champagne, 78 calories per glass. Mm-hmm. Light beer, average 95 calories per bottle. What do you think about between white and red? What has more calories?
White. I think red has more calories.
You say white?
I'll say red.
Red. Red's 127. Mm. Very small difference. 121 for whites.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the sides, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
What has more calories? Mashed potatoes? Mm. Or green bean casserole?
I mean, it depends on so many things.
Well, mashed potatoes are made with whole milk and butter. And the green bean casserole is a pretty standard
casserole.
Not that I know of. I think it's... Oh, there might... Yeah, I'm going to say there is bacon.
I'm going to still say mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes have more calories.
Cream of mushroom soup and fried onions or...
And this is per cup. One cup.
Cream and butter. I'm going with mashed potatoes.
Taters.
Also, green beans.
Mashed potatoes, one cup, 237 calories. Green bean casserole, 230.
Oh,
but they are
neck
and neck. They're neck and neck. Mm-hmm. All right. What has more calories? Candied yams or canned cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
You're all going cranberry?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Candied yams, 206 calories per one cup. Canned cranberry sauce, 420 calories.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that good.
And who's eating a cup of it, by the way?
People, maybe?
Some uncle.
Yeah.
Drunk uncle.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to compare to stuffing. So
give us an over-under.
Okay, that's good. Stuffing, is it... Over 300 calories or under 300 calories?
Oh,
a cup
over.
Of stuffing.
Over. Easily over.
Over.
Not easily, just by 50. 350 calories for stuffing. All right, how about a biscuit versus a piece of cornbread?
Oh man. Well, cornbread has eggs, but...
Cornbread has sugar, probably more so than a biscuit. I'm going to say cornbread.
But I think the biscuit has, like, maybe more dairy. I'm going to go biscuit.
Biscuit, cornbread. What about you?
Biscuit.
Biscuit, 150. Cornbread, 180. But it's a delicious 180 of calories.
Eat two of those instead of the cranberry sauce.
I'm bringing corn casserole to our company.
I love some corn casserole.
Cornbread doesn't do it for me anymore, but corn stuffing. That's the goods.
Okay, finally, I'm not going to do pecan pie because everyone knows that beats everything in the calories.
Yeah. Sugar and
yes, I mean it's so good.
4,000 calories.
It's actually 503 per slice.
That's a lot.
But if it's good, it's worth it. Pumpkin pie versus apple pie, one slice.
I'm going to go apple.
And I'm going to put whipped cream on top of that too.
Of both of them?
No. On the pumpkin.
I think there's more sugar in apple pie.
I don't think whipped cream and apple pie as much.
Ooh, but pumpkin has dairy, I think.
All right, what are we going with, folks?
Apple for me, guys.
Apple pie.
Apple pie, 411 calories. Pumpkin pie, 345 calories.
There we go. Even with the whipped cream.
Congratulations. You know your Thanksgiving Day food caloric intake.
Mornings with Courtney and Company on Y98 is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center, the furniture and mattress store your friends told you about.
Who I believe is out today, posted something yesterday at Y98.com. Sadly, her cousins that live in Waterloo, Illinois, had a horrendous house fire. It was a chimney fire, and they lost everything. Single thing that they own, they lost. It destroyed the home, and there is a GoFundMe page set up to help them get through these, you know, next few months with having to start over again. And you can go to Y98.com and just look for the GoFundMe page. But if you have it in your heart to help a family that's displaced for the holidays, we would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, so we have some texts from earlier this morning when we were talking about the Reddit thread. You did something and then you got fired.
Yeah, this person, I was too nice to customers, then I got fired. I called my boss. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe they held up the line because they chatted too much.
Maybe.
I have an enemy going at a place I used to frequent. She doesn't know we're enemies, but we're enemies.
Tell us more. Mm.
I think I want to do a call-in about it.
Okay.
Yeah. They're your enemy. They're your enemy, but they don't know it.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll go there, and if she's working, I leave.
Okay.
She's my enemy.
And on the other side, I have people I'm friends with, and they don't know it.
This person, I pointed out that the company was losing money at a business meeting, and then I was fired.
Oh, man.
But this one takes the cake. I thought I was sexting my wife, but I was actually sexting my boss. And then I got fired.
We had two bad sexting stories today.
Oh, man. Don't do it. Maybe you sent a text, though, that wasn't a sex, but like a text that was maybe... And then you panic, like,
you double check that you sent it to the right person.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do it. Okay, so if you recently got fired, how about this? You can get paid $1,000 to watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days. You have to be at least 18, a U.S. resident, love Christmas.
How do you get that knocked out in one?
Yeah.
And talk about it on the socials. You have to watch the movies from your house, but complete it in 12 days. You get a binge-watching package, streaming service subscription, packet of hot cocoa, box of Christmas cookies, a string of fairy lights, a mini Christmas tree, and more Hallmark swag than you could ever need.
They have a whole shop of Hallmark, like socks and shirts.
Oh, yeah. Like if you can read this, I'm watching Hallmark movies. Leave me alone. December 6th is the deadline. We know someone who is obsessed with Hallmark movies, and she threw it out on Facebook like, hey, I'm thinking of combining wine and Hallmark movies, and my boyfriend who like can't stand this. What if I drink a little wine and then review the Hallmark movies? Would you watch it?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I'm in.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions finale. James Holzhauer after day one is in first place, and Emma B., the one who got him booted from the show, the librarian from Chicago.
I gave it a watch yesterday.
Ended his win streak, is about $23,000 behind him in second place.
He's still got it. He's still sharp. Still on his game.
Still sharp.
No way he doesn't win this thing, right?
No, I don't think so. Unless Holzhauer today, he's way ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Two-thirds of Americans want a four-day work week.
Duh.
It's gaining momentum.
Why only two-thirds?
Yeah.
It's how long are the work days, though?
4-day work week with 10-hour days over the standard 5-day, 8-hour.
I know, but Microsoft just did that whole...
They did 8 hours.
They did a regular...
Yeah. Regular
day, 4 days a week, and their productivity went up big time. Paper printing costs went down.
Yeah.
Energy costs went down.
Let's try it, guys. See you Tuesday.
We do have some audio that we didn't get to today that I want to play because I love this kid more than any. Besides the drumming girl that you can watch online at Y98.com that does Nirvana.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Incredible. But the first kid I thought of was the kid who was interviewed at the state fair and said, I like turtles.
Oh, my God. This kid.
This guy's better than the turtle guy.
He's awesome. He was in line to get, you know, whenever Chick-fil-A opens anywhere, if you are one of the first, whatever, you get Chick-fil-A free for a year.
Yes.
And people camp out. And, of course, he was interviewed as to why he was camped out in the cold.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Get your party started at Schnucks with the Simply Entertaining Guide. Go to schnucks.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.